Museums and historians are polishing exhibits and remembrance programs for the 75th anniversary on Wednesday of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. That surprise attack on the Pacific Fleet pushed the U.S. into World War II. A Pearl Harbor survivor who now lives in Lincoln City, Oregon, has vivid memories of that day undimmed by the passage of time. Ed Johan was a 17-year-old apprentice seaman back then. He was crewing a hospital ship's water taxi when the first fighter bombers came over the horizon. Here is the Navy veteran in his own words.
Well, on December 7th, I had been in the Navy about 6 months. And because it was Sunday, a lot of buddies, guys wanted to go visit other ships with family members or their other buddies. And it was down in a 36-foot motor, open motor launch with wooden seats in it. And we were waiting there to take these fellows to these places they wanted to go when we looked up in the air and there was full of airplanes. I was thinking, like a lot of other guys, that we thought it was some kind of a drill. Why are they drilling on Sunday? You know, in the peacetime Navy, everything was different. Well, I noticed that the dive bombers were coming out of the sun. You couldn't see them. You could hear them. And then you just got a flash of them as they went by and dropped their... And then they'd fly right up into that black smoke and you didn't see them again. Without anyone telling us what to do, the two other fellows and I that are in this launch, we went over to the battleships and they were lowering wounded guys down to us. Later, some of the battleships, instead of us lowering down wounded to us, they were jumping off themselves. They were abandoning ship because the ship was sinking. And we had a lot of guys in the water. There's a lot of oil on the water. A lot of oil was burning out that was on the water. And we were pulling the guys into the boat, and some of them it's hard to do because you grab their arm and pull, and you just got a handful of skin, or they'd be coated with oil, and it's hard to get a hold, grasp something someplace to get a hold of the guy to get him in the boat.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press.
We just kept on like that. I have no idea how many fellas we saved that day. The other two guys in the boat and I... We never did get hit. I don't know. They surely were shooting at us because they were shooting at everything in the harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
Well, I had thought if I lived through this, everybody making promises, and I'll never swear again. I'll never drink. You know, I'll never stay up late. I'll be like a monk. But I figured to myself, I figured if I lived through this, I'm going to not dedicate myself, but I'm going to try to do an experience to help other people. So I got on the Portland Fire Department for 28 years, saving lives and property. And at the same time, I worked as a volunteer on Mountain Rescue, and we'd go up and find people that were lost, or sometimes we'd just recover a body.
That was 93-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor Ed Johan telling his story to our correspondent Tom Bonsi. Johan received the Navy Commendation Medal with a V for Valor for his actions that day.